the shark is he's got lifeless eyes. Black eyes like a doll's eyes. And then when he come at you, he don't even seem to be living. Till he get the taste of blood and the lies go white and roll back into the back of their head. Did you like that, Anthony?
What was
oh,
that?
I'm trying.
What are you
I'm
doing?
Trying out.
Is that Benchwarmers?
No, what? It's like a really, it's a really famous speech from Jaws, I thought.
Oh, no, I never read it or saw it.
I don't think it's a book.
Jaws is definitely
is
a
Jaws
book.
A book? Am I uncultured? Is Jaws a book? I thought that was a Steven Spielberg original.
I thought it was based on true events.
Well, sharks like, are real, but I don't think it was a. I don't think it. Well, I don't think it's a true
real.
Event. But I thought it was a pretty good accent slash impression of the character. So, if anyone who's listening,
yeah, that brings me to my next question.
Why? Well, I did it because it's relevant to our guest today. So first, I should say, welcome to another episode of Pasta Party. I'm Elliot Bromberg with my host Tony Ferraro, and the reason I'm doing that bit from Jaws is because it's relevant to our guest today, who she's been on the podcast before, and you may remember her as the woman we pimped out to be a half shark RA. If you haven't listened,
we're gonna do it again.
If you haven't listened, you might know her from the Groundling Sunday Company in LA. You may have seen her hilarious sketch comedy videos online. Welcome back to the podcast, Chelsea Pope. But
she has a podcast.
Yeah,
too.
We'll get to it later. Talk There's a plug that. Section. Don't.
Hey,
don't. Jeez.
So angry.
Hi, Chelsea.
I let you do a whole Jaws thing.
Hey, guys. Hey guys, it's all good. It's all good. Thanks for having me back. Oh, I had a lot of fun last time, so I was really excited and honored when you hit me up again. That was
yeah,
super
we've been
cool.
Begging Chelsea for months to come do an episode two, and we finally snagged her.
Oh yeah, because I'm so busy. No, I'm just really bad at time management. I recently got back into waitressing. You know, so that's well. We'll see how long that lasts for with all these fun new variants. That definitely was affecting my schedule. So I apologize about that, but I really appreciate you having me.
No worries,
Chelsea. What is your favorite meal to be a waitress for? Breakfast,
my favorite,
lunch, dinner, or brunch?
Oh, my! You're asking like my favorite. Okay, definitely dinners.
I thought you meant
definitely
entree.
Dinner.
What's your favorite entree to serve?
I thought you were asking what my favorite.
Yeah,
my
that's
favorite
what I meant actually.
Physical dish to serve. I would say my favorite physical dish to serve is probably dessert, which it just sounds crappy, and it is because it's like, oh, I know it's the end of the meal. I know we're reaching the light at the end of the tunnel a little bit because the. I think it's nice to know that I'm putting a bow on the gift, if we want to put it in a more positive spin. And also, it's hard to, you know, there, like other dishes, there's usually a little more anxiety around, like, are they going to like it or not? Like, there's preconceived notions about what people think breakfast or whatever dinner dish is. But like dessert, it's a sweet treat. It's a little something extra, you know, and like, when they ask for that, that's usually like, oh, they're disarming officially.
Well, have you ever
at that
have
point.
You ever go ahead, Elliot.
Let's say,
yeah. My
well,
question
let,
was
let's
really
say
dumb.
Our question at the same time, Anthony.
Okay, this
all
is
right,
gonna be fun.
One,
you guys
two,
are smarter than everyone.
Chelsea, wait, yeah. Count it off. I want Chelsea to count it off.
Okay. Wait.
Count
what?
Down from three. or up, or
yeah,
up to
yeah,
three.
Count down from three.
Here, how about 3, 2, 1.
Have you ever
spilt soup on a guy in a suit?
Okay, I was gonna ask.
Were we asking the same thing?
I was gonna ask. Have you ever had a customer return dessert? Like,
yes, and
oh, very good, very good.
Yes, on the dessert. And I've
did
not,
you hear my question?
I've not spilled soup on a person. I have. I've spilled a tray of waters on a baby, and I've also
on a baby.
Back up. How mad were the parents? Did the baby deserve it?
This is
did the baby deserve it?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. The baby was a good baby, and the parents were even better. Here's the thing. I was brand new to serving at that point. This was in either 2010, I want to say 2011, San Bernardino graveyard shift at Denny's, my very first serving job. And
oh my gosh, that sounds like a war zone. The graveyard shift at Denny's?
It was. I worked a solo shift Halloween night. I made $75. It was swamped. There you go. So anyway, this particular
Pause.
You worked a solo shift at Denny's. It was swamped.
On Halloween night.
And you made $75?
On Halloween night at San... And I made
$75. That doesn't sound like enough money. That doesn't sound...
It wasn't.
You said
it wasn't.
You made a lot.
No, I'm saying... No, I mean, that was like, as far as... If we want to talk about, like, who's been, like, the line of fire, like, what that looks like, that's running, like, infinite refills of strawberry lemonades, making shakes by yourself, you know, running and handling the phone and all of that shit from 10 to
right.
4.
And is it like a lot of teenagers, so they don't tip?
It was just a lot of people who didn't tip in general, teenagers or otherwise. You know, it was just you know, people being disrespectful. Yeah.
So back to the baby.
You know, because that's... But back to the baby.
Back to the baby.
So back to this baby that I spilled a tray of water glasses on. So thankfully at Denny's, they know who they are and all their glasses are... Except, well, actually, their juice glasses are glass, but all their soda glasses... All their other cups are plastic. So all the water glasses... Sense. All the water... Like, I had three waters. And
the logic is inconsistent.
I don't know.
It's like, yeah, can I get your top shelf apple
it's
juice?
Fine.
I want the good stuff. I'm here with my girlfriend.
It's
6 to 8, so spare no expense.
I know. the point is, I lost my balance, and I'm still not good with tray service as a waitress. I have to carry things with two hands. I do not have the confidence of putting one hand underneath and just like having 8 drinks on a tray, like. I will never be that server, and I don't care to be. Like,
so hard.
No, it's not. I mean, no. So anyway, I spilled these drinks, but they were this super nice, very hippie type couple. I don't know if they were stoned. I don't know what, but they literally were like,
I hope
they
not.
Could tell I was
with
busy.
A baby.
I know, right?
Yeah, it was
well,
a baby
I don't
stone.
Know. It was the San Bernardino graveyard shift, so who knows? But they were like, they were actually so nice to me. I started freaking out, and I was like I almost started crying. I felt so bad. I was like, I'm so sorry. I ran and grabbed a bunch of like the towels and this and that and started trying to clean stuff up. And then the parents were like, so just, oh, it's okay. And then you know what they did? They were like, to their baby, like I think it was probably like a 1 to 2 year old kid, and they were just very like, oh, calm down, it's not that bad. Oh, calm down. Like, to their kid, they were like, oh, calm down. Like, and I just find that
that's
really,
yeah.
Like, it reminds me of when I was a kid and my mom was actually very, like, aggressively disciplinarian to me. And I don't see that a lot. Like, as a server, like, with parents and their kids, a lot of parents let their kids just really misbehave, go unchecked. And that particular incident, I mean, you know, say what you want about them, but I also think about like my mom. She was very cognizant of how we were being perceived, and so she was very, you know, keep your voice down at the table, and very like she would order for me and not want me to like shout or yell or make noise. And so I don't know whether that's just like a timeline generational thing or what, but
no, my parents were like that too. It was like what I was feeling did not matter. Like what was happening did not matter. It was just like, don't, do not make a scene. You are here as a guest.
Exactly.
We go out to dinner and my parents go in the restaurant. They say, you stay in the car. Crack the window like a dog.
Oh my God.
No, that didn't happen.
I'm glad that didn't
happen. My mom called me today and was like, so I'm listening to your podcast, and I was like, oh no, so she's gonna hear this. And she was like, and you are maligning me. And I was like, mother.
Oh my God. Mother. Wow. Do you call her
no,
mother?
No, I don't.
Okay.
You know what I do sometimes?
There's something very Bates Motel about that.
I do sometimes when my dad is ignoring me, I call him Papa. I act like a small British child. I go, Papa. Papa.
That's on brand for you.
But what does he think? Does he like that? Does that get his attention?
It gets his attention. Or? He doesn't care for it.
Yeah, that's why it, like, it cocks his ear. He's just like, oh, what is he doing? Oh, what do you want?
He's like, what's
in my experience, dads do not get bits, yeah. And they do not participate in them.
My dad sent me a picture. My dad's a doctor. He sent me a picture from a microscope of a cell that looks like it is smiling. And then he was like, you should use this. I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, you should use it in your routine. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, we'll print it out and then give people copies. I was like, what are we talking about? I'm not a prop comic. I'm not freaking, what's the dude who smashed watermelons? Like
Gallagher.
I'm not Gallagher. Yeah. Like, I don't know how we translate this into a set.
Maybe don't explain it. It's just one of those weird, like, L.A. clowning anti-comedy things. You just pass out a bunch of printouts of the cell.
I could just be like, just like, this was me. This was me at 3 days after conception. As you could tell, I've always been that's a silly goose. I don't know.
I love
Is
that.
Is that anything? What do we think?
That's something.
That's worth the paper. That's worth the paper used. You know, there's a sentimental element there. People connect with you because you were vulnerable. You showed them, you know, your single cell state.
Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, really. Like, I've never done that. I never will. But
coward.
You could.
Coward. Both of you. Both of
if I had
both of you are cowards and weak.
Okay.
And
okay,
weak,
Jeff.
Is that what you said? Rude.
Mentally. Rude. Mentally, oh, okay. Mentally you're weak. But also,
what about physically?
Wow.
Okay. Spiritually?
Wow. I'm sorry. How much mom cocktail have you had now? What is it? A mom martini?
Yeah, Elliot's been drinking.
I am on my first glass of wine still. Well, technically, I didn't finish the first one, and then I kind of refilled it.
Sure.
So I guess we could say first and a half.
What's that paper first square on your tongue?
Yeah. Tripping balls right now. You're right. I'm on a bunch of LSD right now. This also.
Oh, well, now you're just bragging.
Yeah, come
now
on,
I'm
Elliot.
Jealous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, come on. You got to share.
Well, I'll ship you some sheets across the country. So,
ooh,
just kidding. I don't have. Yeah.
Thanks,
I don't.
Man.
Just kidding.
I don't know. I don't know even know. Where
just kidding,
does.
Everyone.
I'm kidding.
That's okay.
My boss is listening.
It's fine. I wasn't actually asking for drugs. I was just kidding. Okay.
Real quick to merge these
the
two bits.
Stuff out of the way.
Have either of you seen your parents do drugs in any way?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, actually, my dad smoked pot in front of me and said, I would share with you, but I want to be a good father.
How old were you?
I was actually what I think either 25 or 26.
Okay.
So not that long ago. And I you know, I was kind of like, okay, like we could toke together, but I don't see. He's like, I don't want to be a bad dad. And he just would, but he got like really fucking high, like right in front of me. And I was just like.
Just like
this could be a bonding
having
moment.
The most like, existential like, thoughts just sitting there. He's like, Chelsea, you're half me. How crazy is that?
Yeah, he's like, I've got like a lot of responsibility like with you.
Everything
know?
You no, do like, is a reflection of my legacy.
Low-key, he does sort of conduct himself that way. It's weird the concessions that he made. Because we have a weird relationship, my dad and I, because we didn't talk for a long time. But, mm-hmm. like, he definitely has these... I think this is just, and I don't mean this in like a negative, judgy kind of way, but there is sort of a narcissistic element to parenting that is this sort of dwelling on the legacy, you know, that happens. And I think he does that quite a bit with me. But he also has a very, like, he's very quick to set that boundary of like, well, I'm not going to do that. Like, so we've never gotten stoned together, which is a shame because, like, I think we'd both be super fun together. We've gotten drunk together.
Ooh, that's fun. I've never done that.
it was fine. Yeah. He's very, you know, he's very ranty. He's the kind of person that's like, yeah, it's like if you imagine, you know, you didn't have like the parent or whatever in your life for a significant amount of time. It's like, well, it's easy in a way to pal around with them, to drink with them and be their buddy. But also at the same time, you're like, oh, this isn't like I there's pros and cons to it. Because like, I guess maybe I would feel weirder drinking with him if he had been in my life through some of the more formative years. But because he was gone, I was like, oh, well, you're just this older dude I can drink with and shoot the shit with. Like, that's fine. Like, so anyway, not to get all into my dysfunctional history, but like, you know,
yeah, this will actually
that question implies
session is going to cost $180. You just write down your insurance info, just send me an email and we'll get it billed to you.
Oh yeah, no, it's cool. I'm rich, so that's fine. I serve because it's fun. I wait tables because it's, I do it for the comedy.
Well, and you're researching a role, right? That's what's going on.
That's right. Yeah, I'm researching a role because I'm a serious actor and all my family respects me because I'm super successful. So, yeah.
Got it. Exactly. All right. Well, that note, how about, should we do some improv?
On that note.
Yeah. Let's prop it up.
Yay.
All right, Chelsea, all we need from you is a location.
Okay, location. Well, I mean, we were talking about restaurants, so should I say, let's say a Denny's? Waiter?
Yeah, oh my, sorry. I'm sorry, we're really short-staffed tonight. My manager didn't come in, it's just me, I'm sorry. A lot of orders tonight. Sorry, is everything okay?
You're fine. I wanted to tell you that this is the best veggie burger I've ever had.
Really?
I know you're busy, and I know you probably want to go to your other tables, but like, I took a bite. It was so yummy.
No, thank you so much.
And I just thought I needed to tell the server. I know you didn't make it.
I did. Well, but I did make it. The cook. I did make it. The cook didn't come in either. The manager's not here. The cook's not here. They got me doing everything right now. You know, I got.
Oh my god!
I got fries in the fryer. I got a bunch of patties going. I mean, like, it has been real hectic out here tonight. And I'm so glad you. If I can be honest, you're the first customer that's been nice to me the entire night, and so I just really I really appreciate it. I don't even know if I introduced myself. It's been so busy. My name's Steven. I'm your server, obviously.
You're wearing a name tag. Your name tag said Steven, and you know, I didn't want to push you, but I really appreciate that you went and formally introduced yourself, because, you know, I didn't want to say Steven, because I didn't, there's, you know, I don't know, I didn't,
no, I've been there.
Feel weird, like we were I was forcing a relationship. You know, I just wanted to say, you know, thank you for this delicious Boca burger.
You're very welcome.
It's a Boca patty. I can tell.
I think it's a Boca. I don't know. I just get it out of the freezer.
That's okay. I'm a bit of a veggie burger aficionado. I can taste those beans, those soybeans, and I'm like, which one? Yeah, it's a Boca burger. It was good. Right. It's yummy. I'm enjoying
it. And is your partner over here? Is he enjoying it, sir? Sir, are you glaring at me?
Sorry, I was asleep. I'm sorry. I fell asleep real quick. My seared ahi tuna was pretty good.
Thank you. And can I just, I'm gonna be honest, we don't get a lot of ordering of that on the menu. It's kind of like one of those things, like, it's on the menu, but it's kind of like, not to talk down my establishment, but like, this is a Denny's. Yeah. Like, are you really going to get the seared ahi tuna?
Well, have you ever heard the John Mulaney bit about getting lobster at a diner? I saw that and I lost my shit. And now that's what I do. So I like to test the menu. Just,
sure. It's true. It's actually, we've been touring every Denny's in the Inland Empire, trying to just test their mettle, yeah. You know, like we'll get the tilapia and we'll get the seared ahi and we'll see how it is. It's usually bad.
Always bad.
And I actually was quite burnt out. We just came from Yucaipa.
That's why I was asleep. I'm so tired. Denny's. Sorry.
We're super. We've been taking no breaks. We've been alternating in the car, driving from Denny's to Denny's.
Well, it is
taking naps.
You know, it is 2:30 in the morning.
No, don't worry.
Happy Halloween, by the way.
Thank you. Happy Halloween.
I like your costume. Yeah. What are you? A waiter?
No, this is my outfit, but I do have on. I have these little vampire teeth.
That's fun. I don't wear them.
Oh, man, he's a vampire.
Oh, don't bite me. Oh, don't suck my blood.
I don't. Well, I can't. Oh, they're hard to...
Quick, eat the garlic.
That's not
eat the garlic.
That's not safe. Oh, no.
No, ooh, a vampire.
All right, well, hey, thank you. I have to run to other tables, but if the two of you have anything else you need, you know, just call out my name. I'll be around. And by saying, your son is... You have a beautiful, beautiful child.
Oh, thank you. And you know what? Don't even, again, I know you were really freaked out early. Don't even worry about that water spill. Like, truly. He's needed a bath. We've been driving at so many Denny's. He's got stinky.
Yeah.
You know, immediately. I'll be honest. We kind of let his hygiene go by the wayside.
Right.
Isn't that right, little Dylan? Isn't that right, little Dylan? You was a stinky boy. Just stinkish?
I'm stinky. You just stinkish?
You just stinky. Dylan, just stinky.
But now
stinky
I'm all
boy,
wet
and
it's so fun.
And you go wet.
I love you, Mom and Dad.
Wow, yes. He talks a lot. See, that's pretty good. How old is he?
Yeah.
Because...
Oh, he's actually 7 months.
He's 7 months? He's... Pretty incredible vocabulary.
Seven months
or 240 days.
Yeah. He's a good boy. He's a real good boy. Oh, I feel like you're connecting. Oh, look at the connection. Dylan and Stephen are having a little connection. Isn't that cute? Is that cute?
Oh,
or is
sorry.
That
I fell asleep again. Was the waiter bonding with
oh
the
my
kid?
God.
What's
Wake
happening?
Up.
I,
Wake
sorry,
up.
I can't.
Dylan's having a moment with the waiter.
Stop smacking me in the face.
I'm sorry. I'll stop smacking you when you stay away.
Damn, sorry.
Jesus.
All right. Is there anything I can get the two of you before I head back? I'm going to head back to the kitchen. Anything? Any orders I can put in for you? Like any dessert, maybe?
I think a coffee. We're this sleepy little banana.
I don't need a coffee. I just have reverse narcolepsy where I'm sleepy during the night.
All right. We'll do.
He's like literally making
we'll
a
do,
diagnosis.
We'll do two black coffees. We'll do two black coffees. I'll be right back.
Make it three. Get the kid one.
Get your kid a coffee.
He loves it.
Dylan, isn't that right? Doesn't he love his little coffee? Did he want the coffee?
I want a blonde roast.
Do you guys have a
You guys have a blonde roast?
I mean,
do you do
I
that?
We have.
You guys do that?
We have coffee and we have decaf. That's what we have. I don't know if it's a blonde roast.
Right, well, get me the decaf and get him a blonde roast.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
Okay.
But you're the one falling asleep, babe. That's crazy. Like, have regular... Give him...
I gotta say, I have a question.
I'm not falling
asleep.
I'm just...
I have a question. I gotta ask. Your son's gums are... And he doesn't have teeth yet, but they are dark brown. Is that from... Is that from the coffee, I would assume?
You know, I will be perfectly honest with you. You're probably right. And the reality is, if he's articulating... Whom are we to judge the color of his gums? Am I right, babe, or am I right? Let him live.
I mean, you're
Let
right. You're right.
Life.
Let him live. And we honestly lost track of him for about 3 months, and then he came back, and his gums were kind of like that.
It's true.
So,
it's true.
Yeah.
You lost track of him.
Yeah, from...
He's like a cat.
Months,
we let him out.
Months.
He comes back.
Hey, listen, I have a little brother. Kids aren't like cats. I don't mean to put a damper on the mood, but... And it's not really my place, but sir, wake up. This is important.
Oh, sorry.
I'll go get your coffee.
Listen,
I just
Steve is condescending to
you're
us.
You're not letting your kid wander off on their own, right? That's very dangerous.
Listen, if Dylan wants to stretch his widow wakes, then we have to let him do his thing. He's got to learn and
grow.
Can
he walk?
He's got to learn and he's got to grow. Well, look at him go. He's already serving himself a smoothie.
Oh, my God. Hey, excuse me.
He's serving himself
Dylan, you cannot be behind the counter. That's employees only.
Thank you, my good boy.
Dylan, that is employees. That is employees only.
Need a hunky baby. All right,
hold on. Kale and salmon.
Need a hunky.
Yay.
Need a hunky. Yummy. It's yummy. Can I get one? Honey, can I get one, too?
Well, you should be ordering for me. Too? I'm going to. Oh, I'm going to. Let me go grab your stuff.
Yeah, Steven,
come
you
here,
better
Dylan.
Be careful.
Come here, Dylan.
You better be careful. I'm gonna give Dylan your tip if you don't be careful.
You were
going
to give our son your tip.
No. Sorry. Here, take your son back. This is a heavy baby, by the way. He's a big boy.
He's a big, strong boy. Put him back in the booth. He's a big, strong boy.
I'm
going to
go grab your coffee. I will be right back.
Okay. All right. Okay, what's going on with that waiter? Can we be real here for a second?
Those vampire teeth are ridiculous.
He's kind of a dumb asshole, yeah. Like a little bit, like low key. Like he's like coming over and apologizing, but then like telling us like how to raise our baby. Like, yeah. Babe.
Yeah.
Babe.
What? Sorry, was I asleep again or was I awake?
I can't tell because sometimes you sleep with your eyes open and it freaks me out.
And sometimes I sleep talk and respond and it's tough. It's hard. But yeah.
Are you sleep talking right now?
Sorry. Oh my God, a Denny's. This is nice. Wow. Oh, where'd you get to Denny's? Wow, I love Denny's.
Honey, do you remember what you ate? Do you remember what you
Well,
just
I probably
ate?
Got a salmon Honey. Or a tuna or an ahi or something. Is that right?
Okay, you're in the right. Yeah, the third one was
okay,
right.
Great.
The third one was right. You got the ahi, baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Are you still awake?
Honestly, I have no idea at this point. I don't know which reality I'm living in, but... What were you saying? Were you saying something about the waiter being dumb?
Oh, no, just that I thought he was being a little bit of a bitch. But just, listen, if you need me to take over the wheel when we go back on the road and we head over to Roland Heights, then just
no,
say
it's fine.
So,
I got
okay?
It. I got it.
All right. And
sure?
Three black coffees, piping hot corner. Whoa, God! Oh, my God! No! Oh, my God! Oh, God, no. Oh, my God, I am so sorry.
Oh,
I am so,
gosh.
So sorry. Is he okay? Dylan.
Yeah?
What's going on? Dylan, how are you feeling?
I feel...
Use your words.
I'm not good. I feel singed. I feel...
Singed?
I feel like a lobster
being
boiled
alive. Babe. He just used the word singed. It's a new word. Babe.
What?
Babe, he used
Where
the word
are we?
Singed. Oh my God. Babe.
I am so sorry. I cannot believe I just spilled piping hot coffee on your baby. Who seems to be, honestly, he seems to be taking it.
Oh, he'll be fine.
He'll be
fine. Dylan's going to, you'll get over it, right? Dylan, it's exfoliating, right?
I'll be fine. It's good for the skin.
You
oh my God!
I am so sorry.
Let me go get here. I'll go get you know to make it up for you.
You free, have so many other
free,
tables right
go
now.
To a different,
don't
go to a different
even
table.
Worry about
free milkshakes.
It.
I'll,
don't
I'll
worry
free
about
milkshakes
it.
For the table. Okay,
Seriously.
Free milkshakes.
I don't even want a shake. Don't even.
What about
worry
this? Okay, you know what?
It, okay?
Milkshakes. You're right. Milkshakes. Them. Free apple juice and our nicest glassware for all of you. I got it.
Okay,
oh, that sounds
I'll
nice.
Take a little. I'll take a little AJ. Did you want to AJ?
AJ.
Did you want to AJ? Hey, honey, babe. Were you paying attention for the waiter just now?
Okay, I was awake, babe. But I was texting, so no.
Okay, so who the fuck were you texting? Are you serious right now? Like you were like you've been like asleep with me, and then you're like texting.
I was texting John.
We see. We see that it says John, aka estranged father, in his text messages.
Yeah, I was.
Okay, well,
I was texting John.
Can you ask John if it's cool if we crash on his couch tonight? Because like we're gonna be heading in his direction past Rancho Cucamonga. Okay. I know you don't want to impose. I know your relationship with him is super fresh.
I could text him.
We clearly need some sleep. You need sleep.
Okay.
So ask him.
I'll text him, babe. Babe, I'll text him, but he hasn't responded in the last 22 years. I don't know if he's going to respond right now.
But then what are we... Okay, you need to I want you to FaceTime him. I want you to FaceTime him right now.
No, he's probably just busy.
Because I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this avoiding passive aggressive. Like, he needs to step up for his sleepy son, and we need a couch to sleep on. So FaceTime him right now.
Okay, I guess we'll FaceTime him.
Good.
Beep, 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 beep.
I love your phone.
Hey, John, you remember me? You recognize me?
Oh, yeah, you're the...
Oh. Oh my God, babe, babe, babe!
What?
You're talking to your father!
Oh, Dad, hey!
Hey, son, you... What's up?
Dad, are you...
My father is smoking a blunt.
Oh my God, Dad.
What? What's wrong?
I mean, you just kicked me out of the house for smoking drugs 22 years ago. And now you're doing it? I guess people can change. It's okay.
Yeah, I guess it's been a while. Sorry, I didn't realize I kind of was trying to be a good parent. And so, you know, it's like, you can't smoke. I mean, I can smoke drugs. You can't smoke drugs. Kicked you out, thought I would teach you a lesson. And then I got really high, and I guess I just lost track of time. You know how that goes, right?
I get it. I love your Halloween costume, by the way.
Thank you. I'm dressed as a Denny's waiter. Pretty good,
that's
right?
That's like so popular right
yeah,
now.
Everyone's
that's so
doing
in
that
right
this
now.
Year.
Isn't that crazy? I don't. We should show you. He looks so much like Steven. We should show him to Steven and see what he thinks. Like, we should keep him on the line and see what Steven thinks.
Yeah. Yeah, we should.
I'm just saying.
And also,
I'm just saying.
And I'm back with your milkshakes.
Hey,
oh God,
Steven, hey.
Oh, I spilled them again. Oh, and I was supposed to get apple juice, not milkshakes. I'm so sorry. I forgot.
Dylan,
it's okay.
Dylan, what do we think of our milk bath? What do we think of it?
It reminds me of when I was born.
I don't know if I follow that one. I'm so.
It was a messy, messy birth.
Folks,
let me tell you.
Don't tell me. How about that? Because I don't.
She did a cream birth. You know how people do water births? She just
I guess what it was. Great.
Sure.
You know what? Maybe I should just get. Who are you on the phone with?
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So here's the thing. We love your costume. And we also know someone else who has the same costume. So look at each other right now. Look at each other. It's like looking into
a Steven?
Pool or something.
Is that Jack?
Whoa, do they know?
Yeah, he's my manager. Babe. He's my manager. He was supposed to be here tonight. He's the reason I'm all alone.
Gasp.
My bad, bro.
You just rolled up. Just rolled up, went trick-or-treating, you know how it goes. What are you talking about? I left her all alone. I've gotten $75 of tips, okay? This has been one of the worst nights of my life. Oh, man, that sucks. That really sucks for you.
I have to be honest, it's, like, kind of fucked up that your boss not only didn't show up on Halloween to help you, but he dressed up as you and got stoned, like, just in his apartment without,
he didn't
like,
dress up as me. He's wearing his uniform.
Oh, you guys all wear the same thing.
Yeah, it's a day.
Like, oh my God.
But look at his name tag. It says Steven.
Oh, that's freaky.
Yeah.
Scene?
Yeah, we'll call Scene on that one.
Felt like a good place to call Scene. Chelsea, thank you so much for coming on the podcast again. We loved having you. You're welcome back anytime.
Thank you for having me.
Is there anything that you would like to plug?
Yeah, actually, I'm in the Sunday Company at Groundlings. But if you would like to listen to my podcast, I just recently started a podcast with my good friend and fellow sketch comedian, Victoria Harley. It's called A Breath of Fresh Movie. And the only conceit is that we watch movies we haven't seen before. If you check out our previous episodes, we've generally been doing some fairly offbeat things. We're trying not to do all like pretentious Criterion things, although we are falling into a bit of a groove with that. So we're trying to kind of branch out of that, more or less, but it's been fun. We're going to start having some guests on very soon. Who? So please check us out.
And can we pick a movie?
Don't know. I feel like both of the guests of I feel like both of the hosts of Pasta Party, are gonna probably definitely be making a guest appearance with their selected film.
Oh, we get to choose!
And I think
wow. It's
gonna be
oh, we
a
get
good
to pick.
Time.
You know what movie I'm picking?
Well, here's the thing: I should have sent an email sooner, but this is something that I'm on my end. And Victoria and I just met up last night, and. We're still figuring out the guest particulars. We would love to have like a regular guest on, you know, like who just is we're talking in a normal banter about movies. And I think at a certain point, sooner than later, hopefully we'll have an additional sort of guest rotation that may be recurring comedic character guests.
Oh.
So we're kind of trying to figure that out. It may just end up being that we're having regular guests on for the time being because the other
I have a good character. I have a good character.
Take a little. Oh yeah, we're super open to character stuff. I think it's just we don't want to impose that you need to pick a movie and a character and have all this. We don't want to give you a ton of homework. Is the thing.
I'm a 1920s transatlantic talent agent. I'm looking for spunk. I'm looking for moxie. And most importantly, I'm looking for pizzazz. The character is 90%
like
this voice. I haven't figured out a name. Probably something like Jack Dorsey. Is that funny?
Oh.
Jack Dorsey does sound like a 1920s, like, you're
really
going places,
does.
Kid. You stick with me, I'll make it big in Hollywood. We
I'm
just got to impress all those
Dorsey.
Jews.
Oh,
I'm Jewish, I can say that. Relax.
Yeah, you could say it.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Spamalot said it. They had a whole song about it.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Cool.
Yeah. Check out Breath of Fresh Movie on wherever you get podcasts. And I think on Twitter, we're Fresh Movie Pod. And on Instagram, we're A Breath of Fresh Movie.
Awesome. Yeah, so, check out Breath of Fresh Movie. Also, be sure to follow Chelsea online on Twitter at Chelsea the Pope or just on Instagram. Which I think her Instagram is just also
right.
Chelsea the Pope, right? Did I get that? That's right.
That's right.
Okay,
that's
you
right.
can follow me on Twitter at sure. Elliot with one T. You can follow Anthony at Tony_Ferraro7. And be sure to stay up to date with the pod on Instagram and Twitter at Pasta Party Pod. And as always, stay al dente.